Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, can I hear you, Dave?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
No.
Yeah. Can you hear me now? I'm doing my best, Peter Kay. Can you hear me now?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Very
yeah,
good.
As long as I just stick to that, it's very good. If I develop it any further, you'll see the holes very quickly.
Oh, okay. That was wonders.
Matt and Emma, good morning.
Morning, Dave.
I'm doing really well. I'm going to kick this interview off not with Love is Blind. That's okay. Just for a second.
Yes.
I just want to know, Matt, are you a cold water immersion person?
Oh my God, I'm
started,
obsessed.
Babe.
But you see,
how did you know?
You see, well, because I do a bit of research, the odd bit, a little tiny, teeny bit. But you see, Emma, I'm actually with you on this because I'm not, and I don't understand why people do this.
Right.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, I've dabbled with
right.
it. And when I come out after the kind of the feeling of my body comes back, I do feel pretty great. I don't want to say this out loud. I don't want to admit it to Max.
See?
I never have before.
See?
But it's the getting in and staying in that is, I'm just like, I talk myself out of it every time.
You see, I know, I've now maybe I'm wrong here, Matt, okay? But I've developed the opposite attitude where I want to be constantly in my comfort zone. I want an arse groove in my comfort zone. That's what I want.
Life begins outside of that, Dave. Outside of that arse groove.
You might be right. You might be right. But I'm quite happy with my arse groove life.
That's a great quote. Life begins outside your arse groove.
That's a tattoo I need to get. Congratulations on hosting Love is Blind. This is so exciting.
Thank you very much, Dave.
We are stoked to be here.
So let's imagine someone in my audience listening who doesn't know Love is Blind from any of the other iterations around the world. Can you give us the kind of elevator pitch for what it is for those people?
Okay. Right. Love is Blind is basically a dating experiment show where basically people go in. There's 15 boys and 15 girls and they go into these pods and they date each other blind. So they don't ever see the person. And then they whittle it down over time about who they're having connections with. And until they form a connection with somebody, and then one of them proposes to the other person. And only when they propose will they get to meet each other face to face. And then they meet each other face to face, they're engaged, then they go off and they spend some time together at a retreat, then they go back home and they meet each other's friends and family and they kind of
live
get
together.
And then at the end, there's a wedding and it's whether or not they say yes or no.
It's incredible.
It's bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually is.
When I explain it like that, that is crazy talk. But for some reason, it really works.
It does. And look, I've seen some of the other versions of this, and I can't wait for the UK one. But that first moment when they both come through the sliding doors and they see each other from a distance and they walk up, like there's some serious chemistry, Emma. When they get together, their hands can be going places and there's, you know, they've built up a lot of tension.
It's a really telling moment as well, isn't it? Because you can see it instantly, I think, if someone's unsure or if someone is like, oh my God, I have hit the jackpot. And there is, have you seen any of the reveals on this series?
No, not on this one, no.
Okay, well, there is one, Dave, which you are going to absolutely love.
Yes.
How can I let you know? I'm just going to say red lipstick.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look
out
for that.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah. When you watch it, there's a red lipstick moment.
And there's one that is the complete opposite
of
that.
Yeah, there's one that's the complete opposite.
The complete opposite of that interaction.
Yeah. And it's clearly visible.
Yeah. That is so great because, I mean, look, this show obviously is about finding a connection beyond looks. I mean, that's the whole point of it. But then there's also that moment where it all boils down to the looks of each other. And, you know, sometimes it's not going to work for whatever reason. But, you know, we hope it does.
But then sometimes they can get over that.
That's it.
Remember the reason they fell in love in the pods. You know, so that's...
That all comes down to what type of person you are, right? Mm. So, you know, hopefully you're there for good intentions and the right reasons, and you're there because you want to find somebody that you want to spend the rest of your life with, and then you see each other and you're like, oh, actually, I'm not sure. Are you willing to kind of go past that and keep giving it a go and seeing if actually that person that you've connected with, just because initially they might not be your stereotypical type, maybe you're missing out on the greatest thing that might have ever happened to you because you are judging on maybe the wrong hair color.
You sound like the therapist between me and my wife when she's saying, like, do you not think you might miss out? Like, ignore the looks, Tracy. You know, ignore that. Do we have any stats on how successful the show has been in terms of, like, how many people stay together or how many people, like, you know, don't make it past the initial meeting or whatever?
We don't have,
I don't have any stats,
but there are multiple weddings that have happened that are still together. There are Love is Blind babies.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a proven track record.
It's got a good track record. I mean, it's kind of tricky to know, isn't it? But
yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot that haven't worked as well.
Absolutely.
You know, but
it's not successful across the board.
Yeah, their relationships. In general. Absolutely. I mean, like, you know, no matter what form, like, people meet in a bar, people meet in work, people meet through friends. Like, there's lots of different types of meeting, and some work and some don't.
Totally. Yeah. And this is a very intense way of meeting someone.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're nice, shall we get married?
Yeah. By the way, what do you look like?
Yeah.
We'll get to that. That's down the line. Down the line. Based on the trailer alone, it looks very exciting. You two talking about it, by the way, is brilliant. That's a great way of setting it up, that trailer that you have out. I really enjoyed that.
It's cute, isn't it? It was really fun. When they asked you a trailer, we were like, what?
Say what?
This is very posh. Yeah. And then we saw the concept of it and we thought it was absolutely hilarious, didn't we?
Absolutely.
It was so good.
And
so good. It kind of is a good indication of what the series is like as a whole because, you know, it's very much about love and it's very emotional, but it is full of humour as well.
Yes.
It's got a really good humorous vibe about it
and a bit of drama.
Well, you can't have a show without a bit of the drama, thankfully. What about when you guys met? Was it like, did looks matter as you passed each other in MTV corridors all those years ago, or was that the initial attraction?
You know what? The first time I ever saw him was backstage at MTV. We didn't know each other, we'd never spoken to each other, and I walked he was walking that way and I was walking that way. And I just kind of like looked, he wasn't looking at me. I looked at him and I thought, underneath all that makeup, he's really cute. That was my initial thought of seeing Matt in person for the first time.
I mean, absolutely. When Busted wore the Kiss makeup, it was a bit over the top.
It was a real look. I had terrible acne, so I just had makeup all over my face trying to hide it.
Well, look, I have to wrap it very quickly before I go. I ask my guests all these questions. I don't have time for all of them. I'll just ask one because I have to ask because we spoke about the cold water immersion stuff. My question is, because I don't, we've already established that Matt and I are very different showers, and maybe you too, Emma, but I don't wash my legs in the shower. Do you guys?
This is another subject that we're very hot on. I do wash my legs in the shower. Emma is not a leg washer.
I do now because he shamed me into it.
How dare you?
Well, this whole thing came up. Is it because of Taylor Swift?
How did it come up? I've been asking this question for about 5 years of people.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
So it came up. It came up because somebody famous had mentioned not washing their legs. And I was a bit like, well, I don't wash below my knee, really.
Why would you?
But how? Why not? But it takes this. It's so lazy.
Yeah, you've uncovered my entire personality type, in fairness to you, Matt.
Since I admitted that, Matt has literally looked at me like I don't ever bathe. So now, especially when he walks in when I'm in the shower, I kind of make a point of
come on, those filthy legs, you.
Get down there and...
You can't have smelly shins. Come on.
Well, I'm living with mine. Emma and Matt, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you guys. Best luck with Love is Blind, August 7th, out on Netflix. Great to chat, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks a lot, mate.
See you. Bye.
He's great.
Yeah, he's fun, isn't he?
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.